a lot of people mention Chaka Khan in comparison to your voice, and there's certainly, you know, you're speaking about
honor.
Well,
yeah,
absolutely, and some of the sort of overdubbed kind of harmonies that on this album just sort of remind me of kind of old Chaka Khan.
Yeah,
like
Rufus
what,
and
yeah,
those guys, yeah.
Can you talk a bit about your influence?
Yeah, I mean, Street Player, I remember that. Yeah. I got that album, and just I used to sing along to that when I was a teenager, so I think with her, she's very much ingrained. She's gone right in there
mm-hmm.
with one of the bigger influences vocally. I think with the harmonies as well, also D'Angelo, that album Voodoo really influenced me, and I think for a while it was almost like an homage to him. Just as like Twin Peaks, the last harmonies in that third verse is like a little tilt to Prince as well, there's sort of some of those harmonies there. So I think you can hear some of the direct links to some of the people that have just really, really influenced me and the people that I will constantly listen to. Chaka, I always come back to her. And I just think she's a powerhouse. And she's got such personality in her voice. You know Chaka as soon as you hear it, you're like, ah, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, and she's also managed to sort of maintain her voice over the years.
Yeah,
which
after
is,
all her naughtiness.
Oh, absolutely. Like, how do you sort of protect your voice?
Well, I steam a lot, mm-hmm. and I try to calm down on the booze and stuff now, because mm-hmm. I did actually in 2007 end up having a little operation on my voice, because I split a blood vessel or something, because I was at a festival and I was doing naughty things. And shouting a lot, I think. And it ripped, and something happened. And since then, I sort of, then, because I hadn't had any formal training, after that I went and saw someone and had a bit of technique, because they were like, I can't believe you were still singing on that. And they said I had a natural, you know, good technique, but I needed to learn some bits. So I'm a bit better now, and I shut up sometimes in the day, which has been really hard, actually, because we've had loads of promo. But in a way, it's meant the show's more intense, because I've had to be quiet in the day because I was literally losing my voice. Because you can imagine getting up at 5, going to bed at 2, you know, doing radio, doing a couple of shows a day, really. It was getting a bit tender. And I don't like to hold back. So in a way, it was kind of more intense for the shows, because I was having to not talk in the day, and I like to talk. So, I mean, you know, that's all you can do. Because really, for the voice, sleep's the main thing, and most of us don't get that. You know, and you want to have a party, so it's good.